Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 77. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you may be in the process of launching your own startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, well, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business, so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Success is not difficult. It's not magic. It's not a secret. There are rules to success. There are steps we can take. The knowledge is out there. The knowledge is here on this podcast and all over on the blog at entrearchitect.com. And there's knowledge that I share every week. And there are more sources of knowledge. You can find it all over the internet. Go to your local library, pick out a book. It's there too. We can find the information that we need to build a successful firm or a successful family or a successful life. The knowledge is out there. But knowledge alone will never take us to where we want to go. There are two more critical steps, simple steps, that we can take before that knowledge can take us to where we want to go. Today on the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, I will share three simple steps to success. Support for everything we do here at Entrepreneur Architect is provided by our platform sponsor, FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. You can get a free 30-day trial just by visiting freshbooks.com/architect. So, three simple steps to success. It's that easy. Did I get your curiosity? Did I ring you in here? Well, it is. It's three simple steps. Knowledge. We've already talked about knowledge a little bit. The knowledge is out there. We can find it everywhere we go. And so many of us architects, small firm architects, are so good at collecting knowledge. So many of you listening right now love podcasts. And you listen to me, and you listen to ArcaSpeak, and you listen to my friend Enoch Sears over at Business of Architecture, and dozens of other business-related podcasts. And you collect that knowledge. It's in there. You listen, and it goes into your brain. You read the books, the many, many books. I've talked about the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, and many, many more. The One Thing by I forget his name. But an excellent book, The One Thing. and blogs. You read my blog and you read many, many other blogs and seminars. You go to the seminars and you continuing education, and that knowledge goes from the speaker or the video that you're watching and goes into your brain, and the knowledge is collected. You go to conferences. I just came back from the AIA convention in Atlanta, and I have so much knowledge from that event in my head and on paper that I've taken notes. It's all out there. The knowledge, we're good. We are very good at collecting knowledge. It's a habit. It's a hobby. It's what we love to do. We love to look at the magazines and see the architecture that's being designed and learn from the details that are being presented. We love that. We love talking to someone else and learning what they've done and learning, taking in that knowledge and putting it into your brain and having that for information. We are so, so good at collecting knowledge. But, you know, after collecting knowledge, there's more to it, because knowledge alone is useless. The next step after you collect the knowledge is understanding. You need to understand the knowledge that you've collected. You've downloaded all of that data into your brains. We've come from the conference, from the convention. We've listened to the podcasts. We've read the books. We've looked through the magazines. We've had the conversations. We've had the continuing education seminars. The knowledge is there. The next step is to understand what you've collected. You've taken that data. So what do we do with it? The next step is to process that data. We need to get through that data and clearly understand what we have collected, why it's important, what's not important, which is sometimes even more important than what's important, is what's not important. The knowledge without the understanding is useless. We can listen to the podcasts, we can read the books, but if we don't understand what they're talking about, then it's useless. So we need to understand. We need to process the information that we've collected, the knowledge that we've collected, and truly understand what that knowledge is. The third step in the three simple steps, and you can probably guess it, is application, action. And it is the most critical part. Because we collect the data and we process it to fully understand it. Then we need to apply that knowledge and that understanding. And this is the step where actual progress is made. Application. We have to collect the data, gain the knowledge, process it in order to understand what you've collected. Then you need to apply that. You need to take that information and that understanding and apply it to our businesses, apply it to our families, apply it to our lives. Success is gained through all three of these steps: knowledge, understanding, and application. All three steps are required for success. Knowledge and application without understanding will lead you to the results that you're not seeking. It'll take you somewhere else. Knowledge and application without understanding will take you somewhere else. You can take that knowledge and apply it without having any idea what you're talking about or what you're doing, and it won't get you to where you want to go. I mean, it may, but likely it won't, because you don't understand it. You haven't taken the time to take the knowledge and process it and understand it before you apply it. And knowledge and understanding without application will keep you stalled and stagnant. You have to apply it. You can collect that knowledge. You can process it and understand it and go through that process and understand and everything that you've gained and the knowledge that you've collected. But you need to take action. You need to use it, you know, or you will stay stalled and stagnant. And you cannot understand or apply without first gathering that knowledge. So you have to gather it before you can understand it or apply it, right? So it's a simple formula. It's a simple three-step formula to success. Knowledge plus understanding plus application equals success. I heard this morning on my walk. I was listening to the Solopreneur Hour by my friend Michael O'Neill at the Solopreneur Hour. You can go to solohour.com and check it out. It's one of my favorite podcasts. I really enjoy it because I think that small firm architects, many of us are sole proprietors. We are solopreneurs, and that's what Michael talks about. And he was interviewing another one of my favorites, Dan Miller, who is an author and speaker and an online content creator over at 48days.com, Dan Miller. And Michael was interviewing Dan, and Dan said something that struck me. He said, success is simple. Knowledge plus understanding plus application equals success. And I'm like, whoa, it is simple. So we want to be more profitable and we want to take home more money, right? That's what will make us happy, maybe. So what do we need to do? What are the things that we need to do? What processes are required? Are there other people who are required to be more profitable? Do we need specific tools to complete the work required to become successful? How much do we charge? How much does it cost us to perform the services that we are offering in order to understand how much we need to charge? This is all knowledge that we need in order to be profitable, right? So if we want to be profitable, we need to collect this data. We need to know what we're doing. We need the tools. We need to know the people. We need to know how much to charge. We need to know how much it costs us to run our businesses. That's all knowledge that we need to collect in order to be profitable. Then we need to truly understand what all this knowledge means, what all this data means. So many of us know what needs to happen to be profitable and to take home more money, but we truly don't understand what we know. So we may read the books, and we may listen to the podcasts, and we may go to the seminars. So we all know what it takes to be profitable, but do we understand it? Do we know and truly understand what key performance indicators are? Do you know how to read a profit and loss statement? Or what are the benefits of reviewing your balance sheet once a month or once a week? Do you understand what that data means? Sure, that knowledge is there, but do you understand it? Do you know how to apply that to your business in order to become successful? Because then once we have that knowledge and we've done our homework and we truly understand the knowledge that we've acquired, it's time to put it to work and apply it to our business. We need to hire more people. Maybe that tasks that you've discovered require. Maybe you can't do it all yourself and you need to hire somebody, whether you outsource it or you hire a full-time employee. That's all part of the understanding step. Maybe we need to purchase new tools. Maybe we need new software. Maybe we need to acquire a Revit or BIM and move up to that, because maybe that is the way that we can be more efficient and make more money. Maybe we need to raise our fees. Maybe we need to raise our fees to a level, because now we understand, because we now have the knowledge and we've gone through the process of understanding. Maybe we need to raise our fees to a level that is required to cover the expenses that we have, because now we've learned what our expenses are and we understand where that money is going. And we understand how much profit we want to make and how much money we want to take home, because we've collected that knowledge and we've understood it, and now we're applying it. So it's simple, right? Knowledge plus understanding plus application equals success. I want to take a quick break here just to thank FreshBooks for support as a platform sponsor, because as a platform sponsor, FreshBooks has provided funding and support for our mission here at Entree Architect to become an influential force in the profession of architecture, because they realize and recognize the need for small firms to build better businesses in order to be better architects. Have you downloaded your free 30-day trial yet? Last week, I suggested that you sign up for your free 30-day trial and just try it for one project. And I hope many of you took my advice and clicked over to freshbooks.com/architect and signed up for your free 30 days. But maybe you don't even want to commit to setting up the system for that one client. So here's my suggestion to you, those people who don't want to do the full 30-day trial thing. Just try one invoice. They'll let you do that. Just try one invoice to one client. You can go to freshbooks.com/architect, scroll down the page, and click the link that says try FreshBooks for free. and you'll get 30 days free, and you can just send one invoice and see how it goes. It's simple, and you should give it a try today. To access your free 30-day trial, go to freshbooks.com/architect, and don't forget to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section, because that's how they know I sent you, and they'll sign up to be our platform sponsor for more time in the future. So freshbooks.com/architect and leave Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So knowledge plus understanding plus application equals success. I wanted to share this simple formula today to remind you that success is not really difficult. The knowledge is out there. We must go out and collect the data we need, then process it fully to understand it, so we understand what we need to do, and then we need to do it. Three simple steps to success. This week at the blog, I wrote about stress, and I share six changes that I am making to reduce my own stress levels. I shared a story of what stress has done to my own mind and my own body, and how I'm working to make these changes. It's serious stuff, this stress. You know, they say money doesn't buy us happiness, but I have discovered over the years that money does help us to reduce our stress. So many of us, so much of our stress is caused by the lack of clarity. What do we need to do to earn enough to be successful in business? To have a profitable business, a business that will allow us to take home enough money to pay our bills, to raise our families, to send our kids to school, to live a life of health and happiness and freedom. Will that reduce your stress? No doubt it will. Now, I launched Entree Architect to help architects learn about business, but as I have learned more about our profession, about our small firm architecture profession, and have built relationships with so many of you, I have discovered that being successful is so much more than money. But money will allow us the time and the freedom to explore those things that are so much more than money. The things that matter most. I talk about it all the time. Entree Architect is evolving to be more about living happy lives, more about living lives of freedom and stress-free lives, and less about the specifics of business. The business will make us happier. The business, being profitable, will help us be better architects and ultimately will allow us to have better lives, a life of integration among the many roles in our lives, our families, the firm, our friends, ourselves. Those are all things that are integrated. Those are the things that I talk about, and I want to learn more about, and I want to help you understand them. Building businesses that are healthy and process-driven and profitable will allow us to do what we love to do and to live the life of our dreams. We each had a dream when we decided to pursue this passion to become an architect. But few of us are living a life that resembles anything close to that dream. Isn't that true? But we will. I promise you we will. We will build better businesses. We will find ways to have more clarity in our lives. We will learn to be successful without allowing the stress of that pursuit to kill us before we can enjoy the results of our hard work. So let's start with the basics. Knowledge plus understanding plus application equals success. It's simple. Three simple steps. Knowledge plus understanding plus application equals success. Collect the knowledge, process it to fully understand that knowledge, then apply it to our work and our life to be more successful, to be happier, and to live a life of freedom, to focus on the things that truly matter to us, the things that truly matter most in our lives. Build better businesses by collecting the knowledge to process it and understand it and apply it. Take action and apply it. And we will live happier lives. We will be better architects. If you like this episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a review. Do you like these shorter versions? It's less than 20 minutes or so here. Do you like the longer version of the show? Do you like the interviews more? Do you like when I do solo shows? I don't know, because you don't tell me. I need to know. So go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes and leave me a review on iTunes. Let me know what you think, because that's the way we get to spread the word about what we're doing here. And that's the way I learn what you like so I can do more of it. So entrearchitect.com/iTunes, or in iTunes, just search for me, Entrepreneur Architect. That's a wrap for today's show. Show notes and a direct link to download this episode may be found at entrearchitect.com/episode77. And, of course, before we go, I'm going to give you a quote of the week. You are not here merely to make a living. You are here to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision and with finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world. You impoverish yourself if you forget this errand. That is Dan Miller, author of 48 Days to the Work You Love. There's also 48days.com. You can listen to his 48 Days online radio show. I think Dan Miller's got what it takes, knows how to be successful. So go over and take a look and listen. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. I thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.